This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. In November, voters in Kalamazoo will elect six members to the city commission, and in a change from previous elections, they will also vote for mayor separately from the city commission. In the past, the mayor was the city commissioner who received the most votes. Chris Mbah is one of two candidates running for mayor of Kalamazoo. Chris Mbah, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell the listeners about yourself, what you'd like them to know, and why you're running for mayor of Kalamazoo.
All right. Well, I didn't just drop out of the sky. And so a little bit about myself, I'll tell you what is most important to me, and that's my family. I have a beautiful wife, Erica, that we've been married for 3 years, and we have a two-year-old little girl named Ava, and she is as beautiful as she is brilliant. And we have one on the way. And they're my reason and motivation for everything. But about me, I was not born in Kalamazoo. I haven't been here all my life. And I wasn't born in the United States. I was born in Nigeria, moved to London, 1.5, Papua New Guinea, and finally Michigan because of Chuck E. Cheese. An 11-year-old is Chuck E. Cheese is kind of like Las Vegas for us. So after living in New Guinea, we saw Chuck E. Cheese and we fell in love with Michigan. And have been in Kalamazoo ever since 2000. Really getting my foot in and my roots in civil rights and social justice work in this community over the past 5-6 years, and decided to throw my hat in the ring.
And if you are elected mayor, give us some things that you would like to do.
I think we've been overlooking our greatest attraction in this region for the longest time. And, two of our greatest attractions. Our most important asset in this community are our people. We don't empower our residents in this region to take ownership in their own development. We always have a top-down approach of leadership. And I think that culture needs to change because it isn't transformative. And if we are to move in a direction of transformation, positive and sustainable transformation, we're going to have to work from the ground up and create a horizontal aspect of leadership in this community. And so I would like to empower our residents to have as much stake and as authority as I would as mayor, and create an ambassadorial program to connect our residents throughout our community and create a network. Also, I would love to clean up our Kalamazoo River. That's an issue that has relatively been ignored in Kalamazoo, and I think we can utilize the best and brightest of our region in our schools and connect and create some sort of a scholastic coalition to find some sustainable solutions to our PCB and river problems.
Well, since you brought up the Kalamazoo River and the PCB situation, there's the Allied Paper landfill site. I noticed that in your vision, which you put out for the city, one of the things you say is don't cover up cleanup, which was what many people were saying.
Absolutely.
Not so long ago, the city has put forward a different plan. Do you support that plan?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was the lead organizer and chair of the Allied Site Task Force, so this issue is very dear to my heart. I had spent months with our residents creating this campaign and connecting with political leaders to have a cleanup stance. I have not changed in that stance, nor will I ever. I think the city staff and commissioners have made a deal with the EPA, aside from what our residents have desired for our community, is not representative. And so if our representative our elected officials do not do what is desired of our community, why do we continue to elect these people? We need to have a full and complete cleanup removal. The EPA had stated that the resources available were not part of the decision-making process. So why are we relegating back to a cover-up solution? I think the people have spoken, and the commission and the EPA are not listening.
Just recently, I've had a couple interviews about this on our air, and what has been pointed out is that the EPA could say, yeah, okay, go ahead and clean it up, and then never fund it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, at least with this proposal, you're much closer in terms of what's left over from the bankruptcy to being able to pay for it. I guess my question for you is there a point where maybe you have to say that we do have to have a fallback position, which is at least better than nothing, even if it's not the desired goal we had hope for initially?
I think when you set a goal, I think you should work towards that goal and find the means to be able to bring that goal to fruition. I don't think you should pedal back. I don't think your plan B should be the exact opposite of what you're initially planning to do. Now, we have dollars set aside from this cleanup effort. And I think that if the EPA is unwilling to find the rest of the dollars for a complete removal, we should utilize those dollars to create sustainable solutions ourselves in this region. And that goes back to that Scholastic Coalition. We have universities here. We have a public school system here with kids who have innovative solutions, and we need to put them to the task. I think we have the possibility to create a municipal coalition along the river line and see how we can put our dollars together. But I think we have the solutions we need here, and I don't think a cover-up solution is an option.
There is a Blue Ribbon Committee which is looking into ideas for generating more revenue for the city of Kalamazoo. If you are elected mayor and that panel puts their recommendations before you, what are things you would want to see in it? Are there things that you think that committee should be considering right now and that you would like to see in that final report?
I would like to see city-owned properties being put on the tax roll. We're looking at generating revenue, but the only seemingly viable solution we're hearing from this Blue Ribbon panel, as it is called, is a city income tax, of which was brought 10 years ago in the discussion with Plant Moran, who said a city income tax would be to the detriment of our property owners. And so why are we having the same conversation we had 10 years ago about the same issue, and it has not changed since? Why is a city income tax seemingly the best solution we have that is not sustainable? I think we need to put these property taxes back on the tax roll.
Okay, you said city-owned property. Do you have some in particular that you think that the city
can
sell?
Absolutely. We have the fire station on Douglas. The city just had received HUD fund dollars from the CDAC committee, of which I am a board member on, and they are working with the Stewart and Douglas Neighborhood Association to redevelop this site and just use it for their nonprofit base. Why not sell it? Put it on an open market. Why are we continuing to keep these properties off the tax roll? This is the kind of culture and of leadership we have in Kalamazoo, and it needs to change.
Do you believe that there are specific line items in the budget right now which shouldn't be there, which are spending money that should be held on to or should be put somewhere else?
Sure. I mean, we have our city manager having two assistant deputies. Why should any city manager have two assistants? Now, those duplications in resources and spending are some of the wasteful examples that our city has a culture of practice. Now, we need to look closely and objectively in these areas and see where are we duplicating our resources? Where are we having two or four where we should really only need one? And I intend to do so as mayor.
What do you consider essential spending that would be the last thing that you would want to have to cut if it came down to making budget reductions?
Public safety. I've worked closely with the Department of Public Safety, and I trust those guys. They have had a huge hit to their morale from the racial profiling study, but I think it was a great step in the right direction towards transparency and building relationships. I think we need to support our public safety department. They do wonderful things. In fact, I think we have one of the best public safety departments in the state of Michigan, if not the nation. And I would like to see that maintained, if not more well supported.
You bring up an interesting point there, though. You view the racial profiling study as something that should be done, was positive, but the police do perhaps feel a little under siege, maybe. Perhaps they feel that they're getting singled out.
Absolutely.
So I guess if you were the mayor, how do you move forward in a way that perhaps corrects the problem, but also doesn't make the police feel like they're the ones who are taking the blame for everything?
That is great. That's a great question. After the racial profiling study was released, I worked with the police department through my organization, Aviators, to help them create strategies to build relationships. And so you started seeing the first block parties in the Edison neighborhood with the Halloween block party. In the East Side neighborhood, you saw the Arctic Blast block party. And now you see the continuation of those strategies to help repair those connections and reconcile with the communities. And so as mayor, I would like to see those kinds of relationship building strategies and tactics employed more on an authentic scale, where we're not just seeing the bad aspects and the nitty gritty of community policing, but we're seeing the great aspects. We're seeing the goodness and the intention of our men and women in uniform. And so I think in order to repair that loss in morale, that loss in trust. I think we need to increase transparency and we need evaluation so that we can report back and say, this is what we have done since then. I think the people deserve to see an evaluation of the impact and how they have transformed their policing since the racial profiling study has been released, and we haven't seen that yet.
How much do you believe the mayor or really any city commissioner has to do with the economic climate of bringing jobs in, those sort of things?
I think the mayor has much more power than he currently yields. I see the authority there is an opportunity to take that authority and run with it. Now, the mayor, and as I have seen economically, only looks towards organizations or corporations locally. We don't think of ourselves as having a global platform. And me, with my international experience, I always think globally. I have never only thought locally. I have a grassroots perspective and a local perspective, but my mind always works in a global perspective, and this is the way that the world is moving. I think if we create Kalamazoo into a marketplace that encourages small and medium-sized businesses, and we create our own demand on a global platform, much more than just other organizations or corporations in the United States will be interested in Kalamazoo. Organizations and corporations in the world will be interested in Kalamazoo.
One of the things which is often mentioned as a tool to lure people to Kalamazoo is the Kalamazoo Promise.
Right.
Do you think that the city of Kalamazoo is doing enough to support the students who are eligible for the Promise? And is the city doing enough to take advantage of all the benefits that the Promise could bring this area?
No. I don't. I think they're doing a lot of great work, but I think more can be done. And that may just be that I have very high standards for our community. And I see the areas of which we can better use our resources to create a more attractive Kalamazoo. But we have to support our educational system, especially through the resources we have, and that's people. Now, if Kalamazoo was very intentional in creating a better supported educational system, we would see a strong network and structure of mentorship. Now, we don't see that. We're just beginning to have that conversation, but we're only having that conversation about African-American males. We need to stop thinking about the just only the marginalized groups. We need to think about everyone else, because everyone is marginalized and disenfranchised now. Poverty is 50% in Kalamazoo. Now, that's not just Black people. Now, we have to think about how can we support our kids, our youth in these areas with the resources we have, and that's people, and that's through mentorship. And we need to create that kind of an infrastructure in our community, and I want to lead in that effort.
What's the city's role in that? Is it just getting people together for conversations?
Absolutely.
Because I'm assuming here, you know, we've been talking about limited resources.
Absolutely.
The city has. So,
and that could be part of that ambassadorial program. Those people are connected to their own networks within the community. The city can't do that much. The city can't go into those grapevines and find those people out. Those people know who their connectors are, those conveners, those aviators. We can find those people, but we have to empower them with the authority to reach further. We can't just say, come out here and let's have a conversation. Let's do something. Let's put some implementation steps, some tactics towards a strategy and towards an end goal, and let's move forward in that direction. The city can play a tremendous role in having a platform to broadcast that message. There are many people who are willing to give their time and do. That's what I love about Kalamazoo. People give their time and resources to each other. It's beautiful. You know, and we need to take advantage of that to be able to create value, to multiply that value of that investment. Now, if the city can use and utilize its platform to reach those people who are already engaged, but encourage those people who are not, I think transformation in Kalamazoo will be something that we can expect within the next 5 years.
Chris Mbah, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Mbah is a candidate for mayor of Kalamazoo. The election is November 3rd. Voters will elect 6 members to the city commission, and in a change from previous years, they will also vote separately for the mayor of Kalamazoo. A longer version of the interview with Chris Mbah can be heard at WMUK.org. Current Kalamazoo Mayor Bobby Hopewell is also on the ballot. He has been invited for an interview. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.